Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp of the 65th Legislative District, and Warren, Forrest, and Crawford counties. Representative Rapp, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to talk exclusively about the state budget. There is a lot of speculation about what has happened in the last month or so. What is the latest on the state budget? Do we have one? Is there one in place? And what is there yet to do?
Thank you, Chuck. Actually, I am amazed when I'm out in the community of Warren, Forrest, or Crawford that people approach me and still want to know why we don't have a budget. Quite frankly, the governor did sign the 2015-16 budget on December 29th. So there is a budget in place, which is how the money was driven out to our senior centers, to our school districts. Unfortunately, when the governor signed the budget, he also vetoed $6 billion from that budget. Now, $3 billion of that $6 billion was for school districts, for public education. The other big component of the budget that the governor vetoed was several line items in agriculture. So we in the General Assembly are looking at different pieces of legislation to try to restore those funds, especially in agriculture, but in some other areas as well. Those line items that he vetoed, we are taking a very close look at and looking at legislation to go back and restore those funds. Now, where we are in this year's budget, the governor will be addressing the people of Pennsylvania, the House and the Senate on February 9th, and addressing us and his proposal for the budget of 2016 and 2017. So stay tuned. I have no idea what the governor's going to propose in this year's budget. He has wanted a huge increase in taxes, which we were able to defeat in last year's budget, which we all know did cause the impasse. We are hoping that the governor will propose a reasonable budget with no new taxes. And remember, there's 13 million people in the state of Pennsylvania, and this year's budget was $30.2 billion, even though he vetoed $6 billion of that budget. We do have a budget for 15-16, and moving forward, on February 9th, he will be proposing a new budget for 2016-2017.
Representative Rapp, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp.